It is 48 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your Thursday morning, 13th day of November. James, are you getting outside and enjoying this beautiful weather?
No, that's what the summer was for. We're hermiting now.
No, James, no. Come on, man.
That's what it is for me.
Let's go hiking this weekend. We got no
hiking.
Yes.
Wash your mind. Hiking.
No, I have not.
November 15th.
It's on my plan, James.
No, that's what spring and summer.
It's on the
for.
Schedule. You can go with me. It's a personal invite.
I'll be busy.
Okay. I won't take it personal if you don't go.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be wise.
Okay. All right. It's going to be a beautiful day today. November 13th is going to be a sunny, near 70-degree day today. And tomorrow on the date book is 1990. The World Wide Web first began.
The WWW.
WWW. The first web address. I'm not even going to repeat this thing because it's like a whole line long. Anyway.
What the first web address was?
Yeah, the first one. It was like info.cern.ch, yeah, okay. Hypertext, www.theproject.html.
So that must have been literally their test to see if it actually worked.
If it worked or not. Today, James, is Actors Day.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
It is also Guinness World Records Day.
Okay.
Hug.
Plenty of them.
What's that?
There's plenty of them.
Yeah. More than we need.
Yeah.
Hug a Musician Day.
Okay.
All right. It is Moms and Dads Day today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to moms and dads.
Get it together here. Oh, James. It is Sadie Hawkins Day today.
Sadie Hawkins? I don't know who that is.
Okay. Sadie Hawkins Day.
Who is Sadie Hawkins?
Is,
oh, I see. Okay. She's a comic character.
Yes. An Al Capp's comic strip. It was introduced like 1930s, and its storyline was fictional, but it was an isolated mountain town, and Sadie Hawkins was an unmarried young daughter. And the dad and mom are, despite desperate to marry her off, and her father worried she'd become a spinster.
If I were to be kidnapped, and the only way I would have been able to be released is if they would have, if they said, "Hey, you gotta explain to me what Sadie Hawkins is, or the Al Capin comic strip was," I would still be kidnapped I would have no idea what they were talking about.
Growing up, we used to have Sadie Hawkins dances. So it's an event, James, where back in the day, eligible bachelors would get a head start, and the unmarried women would chase them. If a woman caught the man before sundown, he was legally required to marry her.
Legally? I feel like there's some...
James, if there's a foot race, I'm going to guess you might be able to be caught.
I'm wiggling out of that. I don't know if I'm agreeing to that stipulation.
So we used to have Sadie Hawkins dances, and the women, the ladies, would ask the boys on a date. So okay. Sadie Hawkins Day today, James. Ladies... James is single.
That's not how I want that to go about.
I know you don't.
I prefer that not to be the thing.
But it's Sadie Hawkins Day, James. I have to give you a little nudge.
I mean, I guess. It's not going to work that way, though.
Okay. Come on, James.
I'm on the first website ever made. I'm looking at it right
nice
now.
Nice change of subject. Okay,
we'll change the subject. All right. They basically put a couple lines of text in here said, "Hey, what is this?" And they explained what it is.
Okay.
Part of CERN, which was a very famous technical institute, I guess is what you could call it.
Yeah. Nice change of subject.
But they
by the
still
way.
Have it.
That
yeah.
Was, that was good.
Thank you.
I'll give you a credit for that one. Nice swing. I'll give you an A+ on that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I mean, we already talked about it. And I went to I wanted to see if it was still up because that would make sense that it was. And
right.
It's still here. You can still go
I'm
to
sure
it
probably is. Yeah.
And it still probably looks the exact same.
Probably.
Probably didn't change a whole lot.
Okay. Thanksgiving coming up, you know. Here we go. We're 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I know.
What's your favorite dish?
Stuffing. Easy.
Really?
Easiest stuffing? Answer of my life, yeah.
So if you had pies, desserts, turkey, dressing, stuffing, what do you, in order, going, number 7, cranberries. Geez, not really. Number 6, mashed.
Wait, this is according to who?
According to whoever, it's according to America's favorite Thanksgiving food.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, seems like they all made right. That pretty on the
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, you want to be on that group? Number 7 is cranberries, number 6, mashed potatoes, 5, ham. Love ham.
Okay.
4, sweet potatoes. Do not like sweet potatoes.
I don't like sweet potatoes either.
Number 3, dressing and stuffing. I do not like there dressing and stuffing.
I'm a big stuffing guy. I'll have stuffing before I have pie.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not a picky eater at all. But at Thanksgiving, sweet potatoes and dressing and stuffing, I just no appeal.
Yeah, sweet potatoes are a big no for me. Big no.
Number 2, turkey.
That makes sense.
Smoked turkey. I love smoked turkey.
Are you a ham guy or a turkey guy for Thanksgiving? Because there's people that like both, or one or the other.
Well, no, I like both. If they're both available, heck yeah.
But, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've ever, well, I've probably had ham at Thanksgiving, but not very often.
So.
Turkey guy.
Love smoked turkey. That's the best, smoked turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can fry a turkey too, dangerous game, but.
It is dangerous game. Number 1, pies, desserts.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay. Australian scientist, James, new bee species, Western Australia.
Cool.
This thing has devil-like horn protrusions on the female's face.
It's kind of cool.
Lucifer is what they're called.
That's it, yeah.
For this discovery. While the purpose of the horns is still unknown, they think it might aid in like digging or defense. Scientists noted that Lucifer means light bringer and hopes the naming will draw much needed attention to bee conservation efforts. Yes, we do need that in areas threatened by mining and climate change.
You say the more the merrier.
We need more bees.
More bees, the merrier.
Yeah. I saw a picture of this thing. Dang.
Of the bee?
Yeah.
Is it big? Well, it's Australia, so it's definitely big.
It's big and scary. Let's put it that way. They should take the look of this thing and make a movie out of it.
This is it's not even black and yellow.
I know.
It's like jet black.
Yeah, right. It's scary. Cool. Lucifer bee species. Okay, with horns. All right, James. Hey, here's something for you. You know, we want people to give blood. Today we want to give blood.
Sure.
Looking for something.
I don't know how.
Dang it! I had it with me.
I want to see what the sting.
Oh, you're still on the bee.
I'm trying to filibuster for you.
You helping me out? You're the man. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be helped though.
But these
anyway,
bees,
they're giving blood today.
There you go.
Yes, and you're going to talk more about it in Swap Shop because I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you can give blood. Give blood.
Are you talking about the one at the college? Because there's one at the college, University of Wyoming Extension Office.
Yes.
Blood drive.
Thank you.
1090 Dome Loop. I read it yesterday.
All right. Good for you. Wow. Nice memory.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give blood, please do so. That's today. It's starting at 11 o'clock. Now, let me ask you this. How long does it take? Here's something we didn't know. Have you ever thought about this? How long it takes for blood to circulate throughout your body?
No. Not really.
What would you guess?
If I were to guess, I'd say it just happens, you know? Yeah. It just happens. I don't know how long it
takes. Just happens.
I'm going to say 28 minutes.
No.
Total guess.
Why don't you make that 28 seconds?
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it goes from my foot to the top of my head in 28 seconds and all the way back around?
Yeah. Blood to circulate throughout your body. 25 to 30 seconds is when it happens.
Our heart is kind of crazy.
Wow, it is, isn't it? It's amazing.
I think just be pumping.
I remember this from high school. Don't ask me why, because I loved chemistry, by the way.
Yeah, that's a That's a crazy take.
Yeah, I did.
I'm Bob Grimes. I loved chemistry.
I did. I loved it. What's the symbol for mercury?
Ooh.
Did you miss that day of school?
I never took chemistry.
Okay.
Wait, I'm going to guess. Mercury is M-E.
H-G.
H-G. Yeah.
H-G.
Gold is A-U. I remember that one. Hydrogen's good H. One. Helium's nice. H-E.
Very good, James. Oh, I'm impressed. You did go to school that day.
Lithium is L-I, right?
I think so, yes.
Anyways.
If I remember right. Good job.
I remember in high school, they made, like, for the chemistry students, you had to remember the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I'm like, I can't do that. I'm not taking this. And those.
Well, you did pretty good.
And so I didn't take it.
Yeah. Well, you did pretty good. James, two oldest stadiums in Major League Baseball.
Fenway.
Very good.
And Wrigley second?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fenway, do you remember the year?
Oh, it would have been 1898. Nope. 1902.
1912.
1912. Really?
Yeah. And Wrigley in 1914.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
I knew they were right around each other.
All right. James, I was so impressed with the chemistry.
Thank you. I'm looking at the periodic table of elements. I don't know most of these.
You cheated then.
No. I'm looking at it now. Oh, I didn't cheat
okay.
before. I'm looking at it now.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Yeah. Shout out my Einsteinium heads out there. Einsteinium, whatever that is.
James got Swap Shop next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning. Get out and enjoy a beautiful day today.